Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
In the New South Wales Riverina is a town called Leeton. In point of fact, it is a city, but one of its proudest institutions is the Leeton Town Band. For several years now, I've travelled to Leeton with my band, the Golden Kangaroos, to take part in the Leeton Outback Band Spectacular. Now, the Outback Band Spectacular didn't exactly put Leeton on the map. It's already famous for its Walter Burley Griffin design and its rich agricultural history as part of the Murrumbidgee Irrigation Area. But just as the irrigation enriches Leeton's crops, so too does the Outback Band Spectacular, held each year in November, enrich the cultural life of the district. Band movement has its roots in industrialisation. With the development of mines and factories came works bands and town bands, and it can be said that in the 19th and early 20th centuries, a healthy band was the sign of a healthy town.
The Westmoreland Town Band's been going since 1894, since the inception of the gold miners into the area, and it's had a few bad years, and that where the held off for, during the war years and that, but it's been a continuous tug of a band. Yeah. At one time they had two bands in West Wyalong, one in Wyalong and one in West Wyalong, and they competed against each other. And there's a couple of reports in our local Advocate where the Wyalong band complained about the West Wyalong band playing at the show. But in the end, the Wyalong band folded.
So West Wyalong prevailed in the end.
It did, yes. That's where all the miners were.
Like large-scale industrialisation itself, works bands are a thing of the past, and you're more likely to find a band in a school as part of the co-curricular activities. But the great tradition of town bands is now in the hands of enthusiasts, community musicians who come together for the sheer joy of making music and sharing it with others, who know that a great band also means a great town.
Okay, trumpets, when you come in with your melody at bar 8, I really want to hear it. Okay, from bar 1, really feel the pulse all the way through. Don't allow yourself to get faster.
Yeah. Enthusiasts like Ruth Tate in Leeton.
I said to Rodney, my husband, I said to come home, and I said, Rodney, Leeton needs a band. They've got to have a band. And then a couple of weeks after that, I was in Sydney and visited my sister, who's a high school music teacher. She said, you can do that. And I said, no, I can't do that. I've had no experience in that sort of thing at all, because I've just been piano teacher all my life. And she said, yes, you can. And she said, all you got to do is get in touch with a few people, get a little group together, and off it goes. And I got so enthused with what Jude had said to me that I came home, and that's exactly what I did. And that was in 2006, and it's just snowballed from there.
So what was the idea behind the Outback Band Spectacular?
The very first one that we had wasn't a mammoth size, of course. It involved the Griffith City Band and the Riverina Concert Band from Wagga. And we held it here in Leeton, and the idea was to bring all the musicians together and hopefully inspire, you know, everybody else to get involved and just provide music for the community as a general rule too. It was here in Leeton. It was called the Band Spectacular then. And then the next year, there was a few of us that went over to Riverina Concert Band, but none of the Griffith people went. And one of our band members, Marie McCrum, she was really, she can sell ice to Eskimos. She said, we could do this bigger. And we've just carried on because we've just met so many fantastic people, and it's just a brilliant weekend.
How many people are here for the first time to play in the Mass Band event? Wow, you're especially welcome. This is an experience you won't forget. How many people have been here twice?
It's actually huge. Like the whole town is booked out. It's actually one of the biggest economy weekends of the year. So it's really big for the Chamber of Commerce as well as for the music.
The Mayor of Leeton is Paul Matum.
When they looked at starting up again and wanted some support from council, I supported them 100% because I believe in, I certainly have a strong social conscience and believe that these type of things are good for our community. And to see the spirit, that they put into it and then the enjoyment that our community get from it, and remembering they're doing all this free, they buy all their own equipment and everything else, it's amazing to see Ruth Tate especially, the effort that she's put into it to reform the band and have it going as successful as what it is now. I think everyone in our community appreciates having a town band, and certainly bringing the other bands together with our band Spectacular is truly just a wonderful event. What that type of thing does, it just augurs well for our community and shows that our community has bonded together and effectively appreciate those people who give up their time to help entertain and make our lives a little bit happier.
We're relying on you, Jerry. For Leeton. Will you do it for Leeton?
Do it for Leeton.
Give him a round of applause. That's the one. Yes, Jerry.
It's just one thing.
What's that, Jerry?
We need a Leeton
for it.
'Sat alongside of in the concerts just bring absolute so much quality, and like if our young people don't sort of take that as mentoring and learn from that, they're really missing out, because they're bringing some great talent and great experience to us, which is really good.
A great weekend playing music. It's been really enjoyable. I got to join in with lots of different bands and play and sight read mostly the weekend, and it's been great fun. Yeah.
So you're in year 9 at school?
Yeah, year 9. So, yeah, 14 years old.
What do you make of it when you look around and you see people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, people of all ages still playing music?
I think it's great. Like, people getting out there and enjoying themselves in the community, and just they're always smiling, and it's amazing. Yeah,
I had a fabulous weekend. It was great to get all our ensembles together and actually meet up again with all the Leeton people.
They're so welcoming down here in Leeton. We love to come, and it's great to meet up with everyone again, and they're very friendly. They look after us too.
So this is a violin. It's not normally seen in a band.
No, I'm playing the oboe part.
How are you enjoying today?
Love it. It's been really fun.
Is this bigger than the Junie band?
Oh, yeah. A lot bigger. It sounds better too.
I'm Alison, and I play in Junie Town Band as well. I think there's about 9 people. It's very tiny. Got 1 saxophone, a couple of trombones, a tuba, a flute, violin and clarinet.
How many clarinets are you playing with tonight?
No idea. Probably 30.
What's that like?
It's great. It's nice to have someone else playing the same instrument.
The most brilliant part of it is actually having the mentoring and the tutoring of the, especially like these guys, that come and teach us to go, oh, this accent means this and that accent means something else. So the different breathing techniques, the different tonguing techniques and all the things you learn from your wonderful golden kangaroos.
And it's only from the beginning, 2 and 3 and 4 and... Build it up. A little delay. Bomb. Good. Now that B flat. Can you play your B flat? Anyone who's playing a B flat? So some people are really sharp on that note. There's an alternative fingering available to you if you would like to use it.
And oh, it's fantastic. We do this every year, and I totally enjoy it. I think meeting new people and people we've seen before. The beauty of playing with a lot of other people from other bands within the actual country areas, it's a fantastic thing to see the music's alive in the country. If there's any sort of techniques we can help them with, musicianship, and just friendship in regards to, you know, playing music together, I think that's the biggest thing.
I enjoy playing with a whole lot of different people. I enjoy the friendliness of the town. I enjoy the music and just basically having a really relaxing weekend but playing the whole time. It's actually relaxing because I can get away from my day job.
The Leeton Outback Band Spectacular now brings together up to 200 musicians from small bands in the Riverina, individual players even from interstate, and large bands from Sydney and Canberra. The highlight, a massed band performance, a rehearsal in the afternoon, followed by a performance with nearly 200 musicians on stage at the historic Roxy Theatre.
What the band spec has done, it's given us a vision of more that we can do for ourselves, and sort of growing, but the friendships are amazing. We've just developed, met so many more people. Yeah, it's been really good.
Our friendship is amazing. I've really appreciated getting to know you.
Ditto.
Robots are still playing everything as if it's a march. Let it be.
Done. And one, two, and three, and...
The first painting scaffolding. Oh, that was crazy, wasn't it? So we had this, all these musicians coming together in the Roxy Theatre, and it was like, oh my goodness me, the ones up the back won't be able to see, you'll have to stand on something. Well, everybody was looking around for a little box or whatever, and then one of our band members at the time was, her parents were painters, and her mum said, oh, I've got a scaffolding. You could stand on that. So for a couple of years, we used the painter's scaffolding.
Had to climb up a ladder, as I recall it.
Well, yes, it was a bit like that. It was pretty hairy. After a few years, we said, we need to have a proper podium. So one of our other band members, Johnny Moran, John's an engineer, and we said to John, would you design a conductor's podium? We need it to be this high and we need it to be all of these things. So he did just that. We had it specially made and it comes out every year.
Bar 71.
The first time I stood there, the feeling was just, I was terrified actually. Because I thought, oh, my goodness, here's all these musicians and they probably all know more than I know. And I was feeling just really on the spot. But once we got going, once the baton got moving and they were playing the sound, the feeling was just incredible, just an incredible feeling. Did you have that feeling?
Oh, very much so, yes. They're all looking and...
stopping is as important as starting.
Of course.
So if you can start together and stop together and get some crescendos and diminuendos in the middle.
That's right.
And then if you can get feeling into it, phrasing and expression.
Yes.
When 200 people are following your expression and then you stop and there's that moment before the audience claps, that's a brilliant moment. That's a hair-raising moment for me.
It is. I don't think words can explain it. They just can't explain that feeling.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.